Warner sometimes rankled members of his party for some of his votes on issues that included gun control. He faced a primary challenge running for re-election in 1996. After leaving the Senate, he often endorsed Democrats, Mark Warner, Hillary Clinton, and Tim Kaine. Kyle Condick at the UVA Center for Politics.
He generally voted in support of his own party, but I think he was maybe more of a bridge builder, I think, than maybe we're used to in the current U.S. Senate.
Condick says Warner entered the Senate largely thought of by insiders as a lightweight, but developed a reputation there over time as a statesman. Evan Jones, WFIR News.